Section 2. Types of licenses and permits. Under the laws of Mississippi, if you operate any motor vehicle, except road and farm equipment, on streets or highways, you must have a valid driver license or learner's permit. Driving without a valid driver license or learner's permit is illegal, even if you are accompanied by a parent or licensed driver. You and the car's owner may be arrested. Temporary learner's permit. The temporary learner's permit is for high school students at least 14 years old who are currently enrolled in an approved high school driver education course. Your driver education instructor must furnish proof that you are presently enrolled in an approved driver education program. Your temporary permit is restricted in two important ways. It is valid only while you are enrolled in an approved driver education course. It allows you to drive only a driver education vehicle while accompanied by your driver education instructor. Upon turning age 15, you may go to a driver license station and upgrade to a regular learner's permit. Note: a good driver education program can be very beneficial. Statistics show that drivers who have completed driver education courses are far less likely to be involved in accidents. Because of this, many insurance companies set lower rates for drivers who have participated in approved driver education course. Regular learner's permit. You must be at least 15 years old to apply for a regular learner's permit. You must hold the learner's permit for 1 year before you can upgrade to an intermediate license. If you turn 17 before you have held the learner's permit for 1 year, you are eligible to apply for a regular license. The regular learner's permit is valid for 2 years. It entitles you to drive a motor vehicle when accompanied by a licensed driver aged 21 years or older who is actually occupying the seat next to you. To be eligible for a regular learner's permit, you must pass the same computerized exam required for a regular driver license. You must have your learner's permit in your possession to take the driving exam for the intermediate license or for the regular driver license, unless you are 17 or older when you first apply. If I pass the computerized exam and receive my learner's permit, do I have to retake the computerized exam to apply for my regular driver license? Your computerized exam score is valid for 2 years. If you pass the driving exam required for a regular driver license before 2 years have passed, you do not have to retake the computerized exam. If you wait longer than 2 years, however, you will have to retake the computerized exam. Intermediate license. You must hold the intermediate license for 6 months and reach the age of 16 and a half years before you can upgrade to a regular license. To obtain an intermediate license, return to the driver license station and complete the driving exam. Be sure to bring your original application, supporting information, and learner permit. After you pass the driving exam, you may be issued an intermediate license. The intermediate license permits you to drive a motor vehicle without being accompanied by a licensed driver during the following times: between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Sundays through Thursdays, between 6 a.m. and 11:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, any time when traveling to and from work. During any other times, you must be accompanied by a parent, guardian, or licensed driver over the age of 21. Regular driver license, Class R. You are eligible for a Class R regular driver license if you provide all required documentation, pass all required examinations, and meet the physical requirements, and you have reached the age of 16 years, 6 months and have held an intermediate license for 6 months. Or you have reached the age of 17 years or older, regardless of previous permits or licenses held. Or you have held an out-of-state driver license for at least 6 months. Additionally, to be eligible for a regular driver license, you must be without certain convictions. For any driving exam, you must arrive at the driver license testing station with a licensed driver and in vehicle that can pass inspection and with proof of insurance. What if I am 15 and a half years old when I receive my learner's permit? Do I still have to wait a year before I qualify for an intermediate license? Yes. If you are issued a learner's permit at age 15 and a half, you will be eligible for your intermediate license at age 16 and a half, and for your regular license at age 17. What if I am 16 years old when I begin the application process? If you first apply at age 16, you will be issued a learner's permit. When you turn 17, you will be eligible for a regular driver license. You will not need the intermediate license. What if I am 17 years old, or older, when I begin the application process? If you are 17 or older, you may apply directly for a regular driver license. You may complete both the computerized exam and the driving exam on the same day. Commercial license, Class D. A Class D license is required only when you are operating a vehicle commercially and the vehicle is under £26,000 GVWR. You do not need a commercial license to drive a pickup truck, regardless of what the truck is used for, unless you are transporting hazardous materials in an amount that requires a placard. School bus license. You must be at least 21 years old before you are eligible for a license to drive a school bus. Restrictions. If you require some type of aid or special equipment, such as eyeglasses, in order to pass the exam for a license or permit, then your license will be restricted accordingly. Motorcycle endorsement. If you wish to operate a motor-driven cycle, you must obtain a motorcycle endorsement to go along with your driver license. To receive the endorsement, you must complete a computerized test on the operation of a motorcycle and a skills test. You may obtain a Mississippi Motorcycle Operator's Manual from the nearest driver license station. When applying for a motorcycle endorsement, advise the examiner in order for the proper test to be administered. If you hold an out-of-state license which is valid for the operation of motorcycles, the computerized and skills tests may be waived. Note: according to law, if you drive a motor-driven cycle on the roads or highways of Mississippi, you must wear a crash helmet of the type approved by the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators.